The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nedarim Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara Mem Zayin Ha'alav says, Tanan Hosam will enter the Mishnah. Koinim Peris Ha'elu Alai. These fruits should be also me, Koinim Alti, Koinim Lufi, all different Lashonis, all different expressions that one could use to answer the Peris on himself. Also, V'chilufeim V'gedulayim. Not only is not allowed to benefit from these fruits, they've not allowed to benefit with the chalupim and the gedulim of these fruits. The chalupim means that he exchanges these fruits for something else, for other fruits, or for anything else. He's not allowed to derive any benefit from the exchange, from the thing that he gets in exchange. The gedulim means that if he plants them somehow, and something grows from them, that he's usher in what grows from them as well. We're going to have to focus on the issue of chalupim in our Gemara. Bayram Rachama. Ram Rachama has shaila as follows. Someone says, Koinim Peris Elu Alpoini. Someone who he assers his fruits on his friend, on somebody else, that person should not be able to derive any benefit from these fruits of his. Mal b'chilufeim. Is his friend also to derive benefit from the chilufim of these fruits? If these fruits are later exchanged in the marketplace for different fruits, if he trades them and trades them for other fruits, so what's the halacha of those fruits? Is that friend, that pliny, also also to derive any benefit, any anah from the chilufim? Me'amrin, do we say gabadi leit, only by the person himself? He could aser someone else's fruits on himself, or also aser a dover shlevel elam, something which doesn't exist yet, fruits which he doesn't even have yet, he doesn't even know about them yet on himself. But by somebody else, when he's asking fruits on his friend, he can only ask the fruits he owns himself on his friend. He can't ask the Reuven's fruits on Shimon, he can't ask the Shimon's fruits on Shimon, he can only ask your own fruits on Shimon. So then maybe he cannot ask the chalufim which aren't around yet on someone else. In which case, the chalufim be mutter. I do more, maybe the chalufim to gedulim domu, lashnahu, lashnaveru, chalufim have the similar status to gedulim. It's something which comes out from the fruit, whether it grows from the fruit or it's an exchange from the fruit. It's all included in the issa. And the Ran explains that this shiloh is not related to the shiloh, the gabi in the darim. The Ran says, and the Rishonim say, that this shiloh is the gabi only surah hano. That maybe the only surah hano, it would just be a svar by the darim that including your nether is chalufin. It's not only being regards to oneself, like the Gemara says in the first side, not regards to someone else. But maybe there's a general rule in the surah hano, that somebody who's also by hano is not allowed to derive benefit from an item, from an object. Maybe the chalufin, the chalipi surah hano, are also to him as well. This is really the shiloh that's going on in this Gemara. Now, the question is what happens in the Pesach Halacha. So we can start from a specific example, which is the Halacha Maisa, is by Chavit Shavu of Pesach. The Halacha is, that the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sirat Tachman Gimel Siv Gimel, Im Kanu Shum Gomer B'Chomet Afa Sheishais, if they bought anything with Chomet after 6 hours into the day in Erev Pesach, during the time of Chomet Asar Ba'Noah, it's Mutar Nisha Chomet Eino Toivis Domov. Mutter to be nana from that day, because chometz does not type as domov, does not aser its value. That means that if we take chometz, which is aser ba'anah, during the Zman of Isser, chometz on Pesach, on the Erev Pesach in the afternoon, when it's already aser ba'anah, and you sell it or you exchange it for something else, that money or that item that you exchange for does not become aser and anah. So the chlibi chometz, the chlibi sir anah of chometz are not aser. Yeah? But the Mishnah Berurah says that although the Machaber makes it sound like it's mutter for everybody, not just for people on the street, but even for the person himself who was over on the Isser, transgressed this Isser, and exchanged it, the Mishnah Berurah says that many Paiskim, there are many of the Gdolei Paiskim even, who feel that although it's mutter for other people to derive hanah, derive benefit from the Chalufei Chametz, from the exchange, the thing which was received in exchange for the Chametz, it's only the Chametz of Asar Hanah, not the thing exchanged before. However, there are many Mishnah who feel for the Baal Chametz Atzmai, for the owner of the Chametz, who went ahead and who did this Isser, Chazal made a knas that he should not derive any benefit from the money itself, which because he did an Isser, he should not be able to derive any benefit from the money or from the item which was received in exchange. And where's the makar for this? Where's the source of this? So the most famous makar is probably in Mefarsh Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin. In Chulin Daftal and Alf at the bottom, the Gemara says that there's a brisa, chometz over avera, the chometz of people who are over on the avera and they have chometz on Pesach, they're over on the Isser by Yerah by Motzei and they own chometz on Pesach. After Pesach, once Pesach is over, muta miyad, right away you're allowed to be nana from them and buy chametz to get chametz from them. You can allow to eat their chametz and use their chametz. Neishem achliv, and they exchange their chametz that was by a guy over Pesach. Although they're over nisra by rabbi and matzah, they can't hold themselves back. They have too much chametz to their name. It would be too big a loss for them. So they're over on the avera. It's terrible things for over avera. The brayser first to the mass. But right after Pesach, they want to get this chametz off their hands. They know there's something wrong with it. They know it's really also a chametz. And they exchange with chametz that belong to a guy over Pesach. some reason they couldn't work it out to sell the chametz to the goy properly, like we do a mechira for Pesach. So they kept the chametz over Pesach, the Isser, the Oven and the terrible Avera. But after Pesach, things change and they get different chametz to their hands. And Rashi says right away that which the Brai says mutam yad is mutam for other people, for us. We, from a yidin who keep the mitzvahs, we can go get chametz from these people after Pesach. We don't have to worry they're giving us also the chametz, because the chametz they're giving us is really the chametz they received right after Pesach from the goy, from the exchange they made with the goy. But for these people themselves, over there, Rashi says it's possible that they're not allowed to use the chametz they get from the goy. They make a trade after Pesach, doesn't help, it's also for them. Rashi says that yesh arvim, some say she'afel asper mutter, even for these people themselves mutter. Rashi tells them the other, Rashi Ramesh calls it a mistake. Say it's mutter even for the person who's over avera to derive benefit from the new chametz that he got received in exchange for the old chametz. Because if that would be the case, the chametz of Pesach would be worth money, because you go sell it after Pesach to a guy and you could benefit from that money. You could use that money. You could sell it to a guy after Pesach and use it. Rashi says we know the chametz of Pesach is worthless, because a lot of someone eats truma, which is chametz of Pesach, is part of the tashlum, does not have to pay the kain. There's no halach of tashlumi truma. If you have a kain that truma is chametz on Pesach, you don't have to pay him if you eat it on Pesach, because it's worthless, it's not worth anything. What do you mean it's worth something? You can sell it after Pesach to a guy and make some money off of it. So Alamai, the halacha must be that if he would sell the Pesach to a guy and make money off it, that money would be useless for him, because he's not allowed to derive any benefit from that money, because the person himself was over on the Avera, he cannot use the item that he received in exchange for the Dover Issa. So if he takes the Chametz, or he takes any Isri Anah, Sharanisko, Arla, any Isri Anah, and sells it or exchanges it, what he receives in exchange, there's nothing that he can have from it. There's nothing for him to have from it. Taisus Mechulam Naftalim is also very strong, the same as Rashi. And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah found, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, it's really the Me'iri by us also. The Me'iri, just in a few words in our sugya, he just differentiates between if the person himself was Isser, was Machlef, the Isserim, or was someone else. He brings Shem Taisus, this thing that the Ran says, that the Shiloh of our Gemara is not expanded to arms by Oli Surya Anah. And the Me'iri also differentiates, very short, he references the Braisa and Chul Nafdal, Chemtosh Ever Aver Lacha Pesach, Motor Ne'am Neshem Achlifen. And he says in a few words, there's a difference between if the person himself was Machlef them, to someone else was Machlef them. If the person himself was Machlef them, if the person himself made the exchange, also. If someone else went, it was machlof of them, then it's mutter. In fact, if someone else went without the knowledge of the owner and exchanged the owner's chametz, someone had chametz of Pesach, and then right after Pesach, someone goes and exchanges that chametz with the chametz of a goy, so then even that owner, that person who owned it, was over in the Isser of chametz on Pesach, Isser by Rabbi Motzei, he's allowed to benefit from the chametz or the other item that was received in exchange after Pesach, because he didn't go and make this exchange purposely after Pesach in order to switch it. Someone else went behind his back and quietly made the exchange for him without his knowledge, then he could also benefit from it. Obviously, we're talking about without his knowledge means that he didn't set this up as a trick. It was done without his knowledge, without his planning of a bachlal. Someone decided to switch it, and this person shouldn't have also the chametz by him anymore. It should be switched from mutter to the chametz, or it should be switched from money for something else. So then, in such a case, he's allowed to benefit from the new chametz or from the money that is received in exchange. So we have over here a psak of the Shulchan Aruch that seems to say in Tzavim Gimel Siv Gimel that if somebody exchanged chametz or he sold the ampes of itself, so he didn't exchange it but rather he sold it for money, everyone's allowed to benefit from the money, including the person himself who is over on the Isser of having chametz on Pesach and selling the chametz on Pesach. However, Mr. Brewer is saying that many Gilead Faiskim argue this, if Rashi says in Chulun, and the Meiri in our own sugya over here in the Dharm Daf Mem Zayin, and Mr. Brewer has many other Rishayim, the Rosh, in Kedushin, the Smad brought down the case of many other Rishayim, agree to this opinion that Isuri Hanah, even if we say that the Chalipin are not also, they're not Tefis to Mayim, the Kedusha does not, the Isra does not go onto the money which is received in exchange for them, but for the person himself, then the person himself will be also. Now it's interesting to note that the Tefis of Chul and Dachdal and Beis, his Makar, one of his sources at least, it's actually from our Sugya, on that Mem Zayin and Beis, a Toshma that's born in our Sugya. The Gemara ends up getting out of the Toshma, but the Gemara brings a Toshma, this is the card that Shainim have, our Sugya is talking about other Yisurim, not just about Nadarm, because the Toshma and our Sugya, at the end of the Gemara, Mem Zayin and Beis, the Makadish Ba'arla, it's talking about other Yisurim, it's talking about Arla, and Makadish Ba'arla, it's talking about Makadish and Isha, gives Kesef Kedushin to a lady with Arla, which also around the Ainim Mukadeshas, Shinam Mukadeshas. Malchur the Kiddush for the Mayim, he sells them and he's Makadash with the money they received in exchange for the Arlo. Harizim Mugadashas, is Mugadashas. So you see over here that the Chalipin are Mutter, or the Chalipin, which might be the same at this point, the Gemara and the Chalipin are Mutter, you see the Kiddushin works. And the Gemara says, no, maybe the Chalipin are really Osir, and he was not allowed Makadash with that money. But the Chalchil the Loy, the Abed Abed, there is a difference between the Chalchil and Bidiyavid. That means that even though Bidiyavid is Chalab al Chalchil, maybe he wasn't allowed to do it. Taisa seems to feel this is the maskon of our Gemara, the Lachila, this person who owned the Arlo, is not allowed to be Makadosh and Isha with the money he received in exchange for the Arlo. So you see, there is some sort of knas Maskana Ladino Lahalocha that was made against the person who had the Surianoah and then purposely went and exchanged their sold the Surianoah to make money. Then Taisus maybe wants to differentiate in the end. It's hard to read the Taisus. It's a Marsha and a Maram. It's very complicated to read what Taisus is doing afterwards. But Kapanum Taisus, one of his sources, is our Gemara. Now, the case in the Shulchan Aruch and the case of that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about was a case of somebody who actually had chametz on Pesach and he sold the chametz on Pesach. And then the Shulchan Aruch says that the money that he gets for it, he's allowed to use that money. And then the Mishnah Berurah said that there are many big pesachim who say that he's not allowed to use the money. Others are allowed to use that money, but he himself, the person who's over on the Isser, who had the chametz on Pesach and who made the exchange, is not allowed to use the money. And the Bir Locha, he discusses what if this happened after Pesach. The exchange is made with chametz Shavuot of Pesach at a time in which the Isser is not there. Right? So he passed the chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Only also the Rabbanan. So the Bir Locha says that those Paiskim who are Machmir would be Machmir even by Chomach Avlova Pesach, because you see clearly Rashi Tais Mechulin that we just mentioned are talking in Chulin Dachdalid, they're talking about Chomach Avlova Pesach. The Rashi explains that these people, even though they're over out there and they keep the Chomach of a Pesach, as soon as Pesach's over, they want to get it off their hands and they exchange it with Chomach of a Goy. So, and it's clear that's happening after Pesach, because we're not getting money from them, we're getting chametz from them. And the reason why we're saying it's mutter is because it's chametz they got from a goy after Pesach. And still Rashi and Tosfos are saying about that, that they themselves are not allowed to benefit from the chametz that they got from the goy after Pesach. Only other people are allowed to buy it off them, other people can benefit from it. And don't have to worry about the Isra Hanoah. So the Bir Halacha says, you see that even by Isra Drabbana, the chametz of Lava Pesach, you see that this halacha applies, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, that there's a knas, and the person himself who had the Isuri Anoah and who was machlof and who exchanged it is not allowed to have any Anoah from the thing that he received in the exchange. Not just by Isurim Deraisa, like Chometz on Pesach, or Chometz in Erev Pesach after Chasayis, but even by Isurim Derabonim. And therefore the Bir Halacha would say the same applies, not just by Chometz Avol HaPesach, but also by Chometz in the sixth hour in Erev Pesach. We know that in HaTorah, all the Isurim only begin, there's no Isurim before Chasayis in Erev Pesach. Maybe Rabbanon, Chazal wants to be Machber a little more, in case there'll be some confusion with the times, there'll be a cloudy day. Chazal were Machber extra, and they said that 4 hours into the day, you have to stop eating the Chometz, and 5 hours into the day, five Shazmanias, halachic hours into the day, you're not allowed to drive any hanoah from the chametz, and you're not allowed to own the chametz anymore. So that sixth hour over there, and during that sixth hour, it's only an Isra Drabbanan. So the Bir Halacha says, it's saying, Chomesh Avol V'Pesach. These Paiskim, Rashi and Tosfos and others, are of the opinion that if someone's machlus at the Isra at that point, they cannot have any hanoah from what they received in exchange. The same will apply during the sixth hour in Erev Pesach. Maybe we could suggest that there will be a difference, because if you look in some tough Mem tests, where it talks still about Chomesh Avol V'Pesach, there the Mishnah Berurah brings that if a machlik sachrenim what the status is of Chomesh Avol V'Pesach, but one's not sure about if it was Taka Chomesh Avol V'Pesach, or belonged to Yidin Pesach, or maybe it belonged to a Goyer V'Pesach. That's mutter hanoah, that's clear. If the suffix is suffix and isidra abonim, it's definitely mutter ba'anoah. But is it mutter ba'achila? Are you allowed to eat it? Or is it also ba'achila? Are you not allowed to eat chametz, which you're not sure if over Pesach was by either or by a goy? Simply said, we would assume that suffix are abonim kula. On the suffix on isidra abonim, usually we go to the lenient side, and therefore we can make or we could derive benefit. However, Mr. Burr brings, there's a bach and there's a kachayim and a gerbom, seem to be of the opinion that although it's mutter ba'anoah, it's also ba'achila. This chametz is not sure over Pesach if it was by either or by a goy. You're not allowed to eat it. So you see that this is a chametz Avol Pesach might be a little more chum or a little more strict than a regular Isra Abonin. So if that's so from the fact that Rashi and Tosfos are clearly of the opinion that a Chomesh Avol Pesach was a knas made against the person, a fine made against the person who was over on the Isra and who was machluf and who exchanged it for something else, but he's not allowed to derive any benefit from what he got in exchange, it's not proven that during the sixth hour in Erev Pesach, which is also Isra Abonin, or that by all other Isra and other Abonin, the same would apply. It might be an extra stringency which applies by the Isra Chomesh Avol Pesach. Whichever way that is, in regards to the sixth hour of Pesach, upon in regards to the chametz that he had on Pesach, that he sold it to a guy and he got money for it, or that the chametz shavul of a Pesach, that he had exchanged after Pesach, and now he got something back, either a chametz or money return. So this is the machlokes rishayim. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be makel and say that even that person himself is allowed to benefit from it. But the Mishnah brings many rishayim who say that we have to be machmer, like these, and he says you have to be machmer like these rishayim. He says, unless the makom has some ruba, so I'm going to have a great loss, then they could be makel, and they could derive benefit from the thing they got in return for the chametz shavul of a Pesach. But if it's not a case to have some ruba, we should machmer like the Shita Rashi, Tosfos, and many other shayim, the Meiri and others, that are of the opinion that for the person himself, he's not allowed to derive any benefit from the item that he got exchanged for the chametz. However, that's all obviously in regards to the person himself. Other people who did not go against the dinim, and they kept the halacha, they're not over any yisurim, and now they want to get chametz from this person, who's not such a kosher person. So if there's a risk that we're getting actual chomish of Lava Pesach himself, then it's also. But assuming that we have the scenario where we know they're not getting chomish of Lava Pesach from them, we're just getting something which was exchanged for chomish of Lava Pesach from them, like Rashi explains what the Ivri Avir and the times of Chazal did, that right after Pesach they exchanged it for a chomish of the Goy, so then we don't have any problem. We're allowed to use the chomish that we get from them. However, if there's a real risk that we're getting from them chomish of Lava Pesach, that like nowadays people who are frying don't keep the halachas of Pesach, so they have after Pesach real chomish of Lava Pesach, very often the stores have long to you, they don't properly sell the chomish of a Pesach. They have real chomish of Lava Pesach, and even on the Sufik, it seems that the Mishpura wants on the Sufik, which you mach, or at least the Gabi Achilah, that the Bach and the Kachayim and Logan of Rome are of the opinion that even the Sufik chomish of Lava Pesach was also about Achilah. To be nether smit and hanah, to drive enjoyment, that's motive. But Achilah, that's a machalik zacharinim, something Sufik chomish of Lava Pesach, one could eat it. Something that's definitely chomish of Lava Pesach, because Vadi chomish that you'd have the Isra Pesach, that definitely we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed any enjoyment from him, even if we get it from him, and we're not the ones who are around the Isra.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.